but you are not alone. This is happening in communities all over New York. Our infrastructure is in rough shape, whether it's our roads and bridges, our environmental infrastructure. In every corner of New York, from New York City to Buffalo and points in between, you see sites like this where our infrastructure is failing and failing in a way that is a threat to our communities, to the traveling public, and to our economy. To be real simple about it, you cannot, as a state, be open for business if your roads and bridges are closed. You can't be open for business if you can't rely on your wastewater and your sanitary sewer systems. And our needs are huge. Over the next 20 years, the state comptroller says that we've got about $175 billion in transportation infrastructure needs, another $75 billion in environmental infrastructure needs, and we are spending nowhere near the amount of money that we need to meet those needs. And that simply cannot continue. These are not optional things. The city doesn't have the option whether or not to fix these problems. They have to do it. And we really are looking both to Albany and to Washington to get their act together and come together and bring to bear the resources that communities like Syracuse need to meet these needs, to fix our infrastructure so that we can have economies and communities that work.